So yesterday I talked about the situation with leaders deifying themselves and absolutely hating and oppressing the ordinary little guy. They've got some other thing that they're drunk on, and they forget how they come across to people. They don't care about other people. And when you try to just live a life of trying to do better and stuff, well, that interferes with their secret little power game that they're playing in their career, and they don't want you to know about that. And they're there to be in power, not to make your lives better, and well, your life better and other people's lives better. No, when I do this podcast, I try to talk to you like you're an individual. I don't know if you knew that. I know that a number of people will be listening, but I really see this as me and you. I'm not doing this as a device to sound better or more authentic. It really is a personal conversation just between us, because it's me talking and you're listening and you can stop it. That's one of the beautiful things about podcasts, is it's one-on-one over and over again. If there was one person that really listened to this every single week, I'd keep doing it, because I have other friends that I talk with. I talk with Royu, and you know, we get together and I talk with him one-on-one, and he's happier for it. So I'd do a podcast for a regular audience of one person. Absolutely, I would. I said that because I said the plural you, your lives, and I was misspeaking. In your life, when you want leaders to know about a problem you've got so they can help you, that's the test of their leadership. Are they happy that you told them their problem, aka their room for improvement, aka how they can help you? Are they happy for that? Or are they mad that you're wasting their time with things that they don't care at all about, such as you having a successful, effective life? I mean, does their reaction prove that they think that you're there just to be their slave? When you go to them, when you talk to the leaders, what's their response say about their view of you? Don't be slow on the uptake with this. When you see that they don't care, right away that person needs to be fired on the spot. Blow the trumpet, sound the alarm, call the cavalry. No leader should act like they're irritated that you've given them room for improvement. I'll give you an example. The plague, capital P. We're talking about the Black Death, you know, 500s. I talk about that a little bit in the cadence. I was reading an article, and it was actually linked in the cadence this week, from the National Park Service. And they actually go through and explain how the plague came over to San Francisco from infected rats on merchant ships in the early 1900s. We're talking about the 19 double aughts. We're talking about the early first decade. And about maybe 100 or so people died from it. Levi Strauss, the guy with his blue jean company, actually wrote a letter to the government, co-signed it with someone else, trying to get the doctor to shut his trap about it. They did a cover-up. Rather than going out there and cleaning it up and saying, okay, we've got plague, we're going to deal with it, we do it right, it'll be done in a week. Rather than doing that, oh, it's not here. This is just a doctor trying to be important. And so it delayed and delayed and delayed. They relocated the doctor over to Detroit. They had another doctor go in who was a little bit better at explaining medical stuff to the public. So that was part of it. The idea of a disease being from a microbe was sort of a new concept, right? Because scientists always act like they know everything right now. Society always acts like we know all science right now. Okay, that was happening. And it delayed their reaction to everything. And so the plague spread to marmots and other little critters in the Californian mountains. And the plague is in fleas. Unless there's been some National Park Service eradication thing, it's still at large in the mountains on the animals to this day. And the reason it got there is because the San Francisco government tried to cover it up rather than deal with it. And that led to a delay. It's really, it's strange. It's strange and odd. And, you know, you get a government that's there. They're there to make life better. But when you go report the Black Death to the government and they try to cover it up, they're not there to serve the people. So, people are asking in America, why aren't we calling for a Hong Kong style revolution over police state steps? And I don't agree, but I certainly understand more action should be taken. There should be more people to look. We need to honor police. We need to honor soldiers. We've got to do that. Firefighters and paramedics. We need to honor. We need to honor and respect that. But there's a line for everyone. We need to define what the line is. We need to honor. We need to stop honoring soldiers, and we need to honor good soldiers. Now, most soldiers are good. We need to honor them for being good, not just for being a soldier, whether good or bad. Oh, he's a soldier. Who knows how many laws he's broken and people he's killed. We'll forget about that. We'll honor. He's a soldier. Oh, he's a god. So we'll treat him like one. I don't like that. I want to honor him for being a good soldier. I want to hear how good he was. I don't want to honor someone just for being a soldier. Anyone can go put on a bunch of clothes and go through boot camp for selfish reasons. The movie Jack Reacher talked about that. That there was this guy that apparently had a change of heart, but he was a soldier for the wrong reasons. Let's distinguish that, shall we? Let's honor good soldiers. Let's honor good police officers who never had an accidental killing, quote unquote accident. Let's quote, because we don't know what accidental means. Accidents, accidental police shooting has been twisted to mean all kinds of things. Let's honor the police officer who never shot and killed anyone on accident. How about that? Maybe he had to kill someone who was holding a hostage at point blank to rescue the hostage. Okay. But let's, if there was a hostage situation where they need to be delivered, all right. But in an arrest, let's honor the police officer because he never shot someone during an arrest. How about that? Can't we do that? No, I don't think we can. And if you try to stand up and suggest that to people, they'll shout you down, proving that they really don't care about you. Seriously, you go to your government and say, I want to honor police for being good. You say that, see what they say. Are they really out to honor the police, or are they out to get the police to be an elevated social status above everybody else? I don't know. I think Trump wants to honor police, and I myself want to honor the good police. But there's always going to be these power mongers that get out there if we don't make sure that doing good work, you doing good work, police doing good work, people in government doing good work, China doing good work in Hong Kong. That needs to be the main priority. And what we're seeing here, at what point does the obvious failure cause us to reevaluate our ways, huh? At what point do we look at our ways and say it's not working, it needs to be better? We need to have that predefined. We need to have that thought through in advance. Say, these are the things that define if it's good or if it's bad. And we're going to celebrate anyone, whether it's just a civilian. If a civilian helps free someone from a hostage situation, that civilian should get a 21-gun salute worthy of an honored police officer for doing the work. Not just for having the job title and the business card and the uniform. We should be honored for our work. Doesn't Jesus do the same thing? He says that we are honored, we are rewarded for our work. Jesus said in Revelation, I am the God who searches heart and mind, yet I render to each according to his work. So how about we honor people for the work that they do, not just for the uniform and job title that they have? Let's look at it from that perspective. And then let's hold leaders accountable for how in tune they are with sticking to that. See you tomorrow.